It's 8:56 and 50 degrees. Time to check on the commodity markets on this Friday. And we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, things a little bit lower yesterday, especially on the corn side. But what are we seeing so far this morning?
Well, we're seeing a little follow-through from yesterday here. Overnight, we had been quite a bit of pressure on the markets. We've kind of come back from our lows, but we're still lower here for the day. On the March corn, we're down a penny at 372.5. December corn is down 1.25 at 397.75. The March beans are at 1038.75. That's down 5. November's at 1020.5. That's down 3.5. The wheat is for July is at 472.5. That's down 1.25. Our crop insurance prices, of course, are being set here during February, and so far this month we're averaging about 397 for the December corn futures and 1022 for the November bean futures up to this point. On the outside markets, well, let's look at the livestock here. Livestock cattle are up about 60 cents. The feeders are up about 40, and the hogs are up about 40 cents here on the livestock side of things. On the outside markets, we're seeing the equities kind of just down slightly. The stock market, the Dow, is down about 50 points, and nothing big happening there. Just not really a lot of news this morning. We did sell about 194,000 metric tons of corn to Japan. We're still getting some rain there in Argentina. That's probably a little bit supportive to the markets. We do have a kind of a very important close here, I think, from a weekly basis on the corn and especially on the corn and wheat, but on the beans as well. We're down right now about 20 cents for the week on the beans, about two lower on the corn and wheat. This 370 area is very important, I think, on the March corn, that we stay above that for the weekly close here. So that's kind of what we're watching this afternoon here as we go into the close.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that report.
Thank you.
You bet. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign with the Friday morning commodity update for us. In weather today, sunny and warmer, high of 65 degrees. Southeast winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, down to a low of 43. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow at a high of 60 degrees. Only one chance of rain listed in our 7-day forecast. That's on Tuesday, and just a 30% chance. Otherwise, varying degrees of cloud cover over the next week and high temperatures in the 60s. And right now, checking in across the listening area, Decatur's up at 48 degrees right now. Elsewhere, Charleston and Mattoon, sunny and 49, 47 degrees with a little cloud cover in Gibson City, sunny and 48 in Tuscola, and 44 degrees right now in Danville. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 51 degrees at 9 o'clock.